Good Day program, October 25th, last Friday. Man, it seems like 5 minutes ago we were saying it's the first Friday. That was 4 weeks ago. Last Friday of October, in the focus, the issues of the day, the news of the day, the things that people are talking about, and what you think about some of these things. There's been a lot of change and a lot of focus this week. The Affordable Care Act is still big. Now, things have readjusted. The tinfoil seems to be in a little different place as we've gotten through the week, finding out more about things like the NSA spying on European leaders. How in the name of God do we have any credibility with these people? They're supposed to be our friends. Obama says we aren't doing it, tells Mrs. Merkel, don't worry about it. She knows that he's not telling her the truth. It's pretty amazing. All right, so we'll get to as much of that and the violent video stuff on Facebook. That seems to be getting people's attention as we finish off the week. All these school shooting plots, three of them this week alone. And let's see here. What happened? Last time I fell asleep when the Cardinals were 4, the Red Sox were 2. Appears that that's the way the game ended, in fact, because the Cardinals, they are unethical. They stole those bases. Did you see that, Kenny? How do you? That's horrible to steal a base like that. Can you imagine? And they chiseled the Red Sox out of another victory. Wow. Anyway, let's see how bitter people are. Whether they're bitter about that. All of the things that we have in front of us for this hour, you could be bitter about. You could be bitter about the Affordable Health Care Act. You could be bitter about our government and the people running it lying to our allies about the spying that's going on. You could really be, well, let's see. We'll see if we can twist it around and maybe have a chuckle here and there. It sounds like that's a good idea. All right, the latest, up-to-datest focus on the minds of actually several Democrats during the congressional hearings yesterday. Did you hear in that audio? The healthcare.gov website was in the focus. The idea of fixing it, Republicans want to kill this, or some of them do. It's not going to happen. So why can't we move? I understand that you want to stick to your guns. I understand you have principles. I understand those of you who don't like it want to kill it. But you're not going to. And the inflexibility, there's a certain thing that many of us were brought up with that from the, I suppose, parental point of view. You do as I do, not as I, you do as I say, not as I do. Maybe that focus is in here just a little bit. I'm just the finger pointing, and that was what went on actually yesterday during the congressional hearings on the website. A lot of finger pointing, a lot of unanswered questions. See, that's more important. The arrogance of these people, the unbelievable arrogance. We're not going to answer the question. We don't have an answer. We don't know. But there are any number of things that prove a number of things. First of all, they don't know what the hell they're doing on the website, number one. And the Republicans and Democrats don't know much about the technology involved. That was pretty clear, Kenny, if you listened to some of that stuff yesterday. It was pretty clear they didn't have much of a clue. So that's kind of embarrassing. If you're asking questions, most of them are lawyers. They ought to know that you don't ask a question unless you know what the answer is. Most everybody knew the answer was, we screwed up. But we're going to cover up as much as we can. But some of the companies said, we're not going to let you lay the blame on us. The blame belongs squarely on the government. 888-302-3684. Have we had any indication? I'm looking in my mind, I honestly am, back through the past year. At the end of the year, when we do our countdown review in the last days of December, are we going to find anything that the government has done this year that worked? Name me one thing, honestly, that works or works well. Well, you think about all of the stuff that we have found out this year about the NSA, for example, about Syria and what to do there, just building ships. There's really nothing that works. And that's what's so sad about this, because we're spending so much money to have nothing work. And that's why the anarchists among us are not apologizing for really saying to people, come on, it's time we did something. Let's go. Let's do something to overthrow the government in some way, shape, or form. You're going to do it at the ballot box? Fine. Don't talk about it, but do it. Because that's the place that our system would call for a result. And the only way you're going to do that is to get involved in the primaries, not the final election. That needs to be drilled home with people. If we are fortunate enough to get civics taught back in the school, which is the way civics is all about government and how it works, you'll find out that the real decisions are made. The money is spent. All these lobbyists, all these people like the Koch brothers on one side, George Soros on the other, who spend money to get particularly strongly philosophical folks through the primary system, that's where the election is really held. The final election is not a waste of time, but it isn't really, it's not the end-all and the be-all. The primary system, the way people vote in September before the November election, that's where, I suppose, the rubber meets the road. That's what you got to be thinking about. Anyway, back to the congressional hearing in just a moment as we focus on some of the audio from the host of various programs that are focused on this here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Tonight on NBC, the long-awaited premiere is finally here. Dracula.
How long has it been since a vampire stalked the streets of this city?
I will find him and destroy him.
From the producers of Downton Abbey.
For these crimes, I will have my vengeance.
Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Tonight on NBC, a legend takes new life. Dracula.
My wife died 4 centuries ago. She has been born again. To lose her twice would be more than I could bear.
True love never dies.
You would not be the first woman to be blinded by desire.
Dracula. Starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, week before Halloween, reviewing some of the things that people have been talking about this week, and certainly the president's comments about the problems with the healthcare website on the top of a lot of people's minds still. Here's host Tony Cruz talking to Howard Arenstein from CBS about that.
The president says he's madder than anybody about this rollout of the Affordable Care Act, specifically when it comes to the website, at least yesterday. So what's he doing about it?
Well, they called in Verizon, believe it or not. According to USA Today, they've brought Verizon in, technicians and computer people from Verizon who know how these things are supposed to work, to try to fix the website. It's had numerous problems. Not as many people are signing up as they would like because it's the process has been so difficult. People are calling the rollout of Obamacare a disaster, a fiasco. The president thought yesterday that he had to get out in front of this, but the reviews of his speech haven't been that terrific.
That was on Monday and or Tuesday, and this is Friday, and they haven't been much better. As we find, well, when the focus gets away from the president and then onto the congressional hearing about the website. So we track that from Scott Pelley's point of view. He's the anchor on the CBS Evening News. Here he is, correspondent Wyatt Andrews. Is on the other end of the conversation about the hearing that was held yesterday.
How did it all go wrong? The Republican-controlled House held the first congressional hearings about the disastrous rollout of the federal government's online health insurance market. Contractors who built the website were in the hot seat testifying under oath. They raised their hands, then pointed their fingers at the Obama administration. Wyatt Andrews was there.
The two main contractors who built the inner workings of the Obamacare website told Congress their parts of the site worked well, but that the government never tested the dozens of parts together, called end-to-end testing, until just days before the October 1st deadline. Cheryl Campbell represents CGI Federal, the main architect of the website. She was asked about the end-to-end testing by Republican Congressman Greg Walden.
It occurred the last 2 weeks in September.
Did that give your company adequate time to make sure everything was integrated and going to work?
It would have been better to have more time. We would have loved to have had months to be able to do that.
Months.
When testing did begin in late September, the system failed. And not with millions of people. It failed in a test of 200 people.
There was an end-to-end test that occurred, and the system did crash with about that number.
We expressed all of those concerns and risks to CMS.
The contractors said they reported everything to the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, the government agency managing the website. QSSI, the contractor that confirms an applicant's identity, says it warned CMS there was risk in launching on October 1st. Andrew Slavitt is vice president of Optum QSSI.
We informed CMS that more testing was necessary. We informed CMS of the pieces of the system that we had tested that had issues. Okay.
Still, the contractors believe the website can be repaired on time, even if on time means the December deadline for insurance that starts in January.
The experience will be improved as they go forward, and people will be able to enroll by the December 15th timeframe.
This hearing was also heavy with partisan politics. Republicans said the flaws in the website are a sign of the failure of Obamacare. But Scott, Democrats called it ironic for Republicans to work so hard on this website after all those months of trying to kill the law.
All right, so there the usual irony and the usual back and forth. But the bottom line is the administration launched the health care insurance website after only a minimum of system-wide testing, which was crucial to making sure it worked. The contractors warned the government about performance risks, but they paid, in their usual arrogance, no attention to it whatsoever. And that's why there is the problem, and that's why there is the discussion. 888-302-3684. Yep, a lot of callers standing in line or sitting in line already here on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stones quake.
Spooks come out for screaming way.
Happy haunts materialize.
And begin to vocalize. Creepy, grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. Or silly spooks.
Silly stuff. Halloween is upon us. Let's see, a week from today it'll be all over. Do they, are we having Halloween? Some places have it over the weekend, Kenny, don't they, rather than waiting for the actual day now?
I think there are some celebrations, or if you want to call it celebrations.
The haunted houses.
Observances.
Yeah. The farms and the corn maze and all that sort of thing. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com features the coolest Halloween costume. A father made an LED costume for his 22-month-old daughter, makes her look like a stick figure. So you want to check out an idea for Halloween costumes for your younger children, you check out the video of the day today, if you will. Therefore, listening and dancing pleasure in your ideas, there you go, an idea or two. Speaking of ideas, as we go through the healthcare.gov criticism, U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee hearing contractors blaming the administration for the design changes that led to the fiasco. Here's host Brad Shepard along with Bo Sullivan talking to Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts about the latest on the healthcare.gov website.
Where do things stand? I think characterizing what's happened as epic fail under the circumstances is very fair and very reasonable, and I think that calling it a glitch, I don't think anybody's going to do that anymore. It's just a real mess. So what's the latest on all of this, Rich?
Well, I think that the question you raise is certainly solid. It's we're on a long pause, I think. And
yeah.
As you wait and see over the next few days, clearly I thought that the president did what you're supposed to do on Monday. You certainly have to acknowledge the problem. There's no doubt about that. And then you try to suggest the high points and the good points of it, and then point out that the current implementation plan is is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that certainly they brought in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And you can see what's going to happen over the next few weeks. I think that there's some room here, but at the same time, not to miss the point that this did not go the way the administration said it would.
What about the timing on all of this, Rich? There's a big concern out there motivating what Rubio is doing in suggesting that everybody pause for a little while, and that the thing runs successfully for 6 months before they try to assess any penalty for those who are not able to sign up. Do you think that this thing can get fixed, patched up, put back online in time to get to it? Because it just sounds like it's a massive mess.
Well, I think that you do have some room here. I think that you're going to see in the next few weeks a really strong opportunity to get some of these glitches corrected. But at the same time, not to miss the point, the part of the problem is, as usual, more complex than we want to all acknowledge, and that's you have many governors across the country who have not accepted parts of the Medicaid rollout, and that has complicated the issue as well. So I think that given the issue that we're just coming off of in terms of closing down the government it's time for an air of calmness to prevail here and to try to fix these issues and to point out that even as you can see in Massachusetts, that there were some bumps in the road, but clearly, again, a relatively high satisfaction rate as recently as last week, as reported.
Yes, that seems to be a fact that everybody's missing, too. The 17 or 18 states that have their own exchanges up seem to be running pretty smoothly.
Well, let's be candid about something. How long did it take the successful implementation of Medicare to play out?
Oh, God.
I mean, it was.
I don't remember.
No, you wouldn't remember, but we've gone back and looked at that and point out something else I think is really interesting. It took the state of Arizona 30 years from the time Johnson proposed Medicaid to implement it.
30 years?
30 years from the time it was fully implemented in the state of Arizona. So, I mean, there are a host of questions here, not to miss the point that when you have an issue of this magnitude where the private sector is doing their work, and it seems as though the governmental sector, in terms of technology, has overpromised. And I think that that's what you want to make sure of, is you can get the bumps out.
All right. Getting the bumps out. What say you on all of this? 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In the tradition of his previous bestsellers, The Tipping Point, Blink, Outliers, and What the Dog Saw, Malcolm Gladwell's new book, David and Goliath, draws upon history, psychology, and powerful storytelling to reshape the way we think about the world around us. Malcolm Gladwell.
The last section is about two parents, each of whom loses a child and goes through unimaginable grief as a result. And it's all about how they coped with that kind of adversity. The parents responded in a way that was both beautiful and profound. And the last line of the book is all about one of those parents talking about how his experience, his grief and his trauma did not make him taller. It didn't make him mightier or greater, but it helped him to grow in thickness, meaning it made him tougher and stronger and in some ways perhaps wiser. And that's where the book ends up. Many of the stories are about people who have gone through, you know, the shadow of the valley of death and have emerged the other side, changed for the better, even though the experience of passing through that adversity was unimaginably painful. And I'm not trying to glorify that pain. I'm trying to say that that pain is part of our life. We can't change the fact that horrible things happen to many of us all the time. But what we can do is learn to be better at understanding the good that can come from those kinds of experiences.
Malcolm Gladwell, author of the new book, David and Goliath. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To our review of the healthcare discussion this week. Have a little time. As I said in the last half hour, it really is kind of disappointing that all we do is seemingly bash, bang around, and criticize what's going on, but they make it so easy to do that. They being the people who are supposed to be in charge. Kenny, what's on the minds of people who are monitoring what we're talking about here, or they're watching our, following our Facebook.com /Good Day Facebook page, and then there's Twitter at Good Day Show. What's happening there?
Georgette says, I haven't heard so much whining in my whole life. Find a website that hasn't had its issues.
Probably. I remember when we've changed the DougStefan.com website 4 or 5 times over the years. And yeah, I remember there being lots of things that I complained about you. And
oh,
other
yeah.
people complaining sure. as well. That yeah, I mean, I think that's realistic. But there's no life and death hanging in the balance here on mine. And I didn't pay $630 million to get the work done. So there is a difference there, madam. What else, Kenny?
Another Kenny says, Kennedy launched man to the moon. This guy can't even launch a website.
Well, there's something to be said for that. Yep. All right. What else?
And David says, isn't it ironic that the most ardent opponents of the Affordable Care Act are now complaining that people can't sign up fast enough?
Yeah, when they tried to kill it in the first place. Yes. There's a certain irony to that that you've made mention of. Now, let's see where we go from folks who want to comment on social media. Email, by the way, to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com, confirming that address. Let's get to some of the calls that are standing by here at 888-302-3684, starting with Ann in Maryland.
People are starting to be very thoughtful about the problems here. I mean, anybody who's dealt with Verizon Wireless customer support knows that when you've got a huge organization trying to deal and help a lot of people, there are going to be glitches. I mean, it's a huge, huge undertaking that they're doing. And they're dealing with different kinds of code. It's like people coming into a room and everyone's speaking a different language. You know, anyone who knows about IT knows that this is an IT problem.
An IT problem. Yep, I guess that's probably what it is, but that still doesn't mean it should have happened this way. But this lady says, relax, calm down, don't worry, be happy. John in New Jersey, you got a tax question about the Affordable Health Care Bill?
I'm on Medicare, but I just wanted to say that I think the tax penalty is kind of a canard. The reason for that is because the IRS can only collect the penalty from your tax refund. Now it's 47% people don't pay any income tax. They can't collect the penalty from them. And the 52% of us that do pay income tax, if we just adjusted our W-4s so we don't get a refund and we'd have to pay a little bit at the end towards our taxes, how's the IRS going to collect the fine?
Sure. Better take a deep breath, sir. It's going to be okay. The glitches, the delays, the errors that have characterized the website are a growing concern, however, for both parties. The administration is trying to solve the problem, so they say. There are millions of uninsured Americans that are supposed to have coverage as of January 1st, but didn't they get kicked back this week, 6 weeks? Kenny, didn't I hear that? That now, because of all of the problems, that this thing has been kicked back. Implementation, or I guess the penalty phase of it has been kicked back. If you don't have it, you got till March 31st now, I think, before you get penalized. It's kind of a, really, when you get down to it, what a statement that is in itself. If people don't do what we want you to do, we're going to penalize you. But that gentleman pointed out something that I thought was, I hadn't thought about it before. If you don't pay any taxes, then you're not going to pay. So who's going to pay once again? Those of us who pay taxes. Right? Is that, am I thinking correctly? So half the people that don't pay any taxes, if you don't get the insurance, hey, so what? That's very, I've forgotten all about that. Let's see, 700,000 applications have been submitted so far for health care coverage. You've had the best experience of anybody I've heard or talked to, Ken. Your prices, you got better coverage and the prices are down. That's because there must be a lot of competition in California for this. In some states, there isn't much competition at all.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things. I know that that Sean Hannity had a whole bunch of people on who had various problems, and then somebody else did a little digging, and it turned out that the majority of the people he had on hadn't actually.
Did we miss? What happened to Kenny? We lost Kenny. Sean must be listening, and he pulled a plug. At any rate, we'll figure out what's that. In that corner in a moment. Let's get to more of our calls at 888-302-3684. Debbie's in North Carolina listening to Good Day.
Well, I recently got my new insurance quotes, and my rate is going to go up $96 a month, so we're talking close to $1,200 a year. The Affordable Care Act is not affordable, and I'm sorry, this thing is a turkey, and no amount of dressing is going to make it palatable.
That's a clever play on words there, Debbie. But, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard stories like Kenny's, where prices went down. I've heard stories, as a matter of fact, I found something yesterday as I was looking at the review about how much it is, how much this is costing people. Let's see here. There's a state-by-state summary of the average one-month premium changes that individuals who currently have non-group individual health insurance could find on their exchange. Let's see here. The analysis shows overwhelmingly that individuals would pay more, like 257% more, by abandoning their current policy and buying one through one of the exchanges. Only four states, Colorado, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island, are shown to offer lower premiums on average on these exchanges than the individual marketplace. Nearly a dozen states, including Virginia and Texas, show individual premiums more than doubling on the exchange. Rate increases on the exchange will be particularly large for people in their 20s and 30s, though many people in their 50s will also see increases. So that's the analysis. 888-302-3684, Gary in Missouri, on the situation with the Democrats.
Well, I just kind of wonder why the one side, being the left, I guess you'd say, all they can talk about in this Affordable Care Act is what it's going to do. It's handouts. It's, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. And they'll never talk about price, where the Republicans hammer away at costs, which is true figures. I mean, it's just math. But you'll never hear a Democrat talk math. All he wants to talk is, what else can we give you? I think we're raising a culture of dependency that just keeps growing, growing, and growing.
888-302-3684. Comments on the analysis and also on whether you can afford this or not. Here's Christine in Michigan says, I can't do this.
I think that it's truly not about health care. It's about power. And, I mean, you know, under this, there's just nothing that they can't dictate to us of what we're going to need to do. And my husband and I went down last week to, because we don't have a computer, to basically check it out, I guess you'd say. And what we found out was our premium would be like $480 a month. And my husband is on disability. He's only getting $21,000 a year. And so I don't understand how they think people like us are going to be able to afford that anyways. To me, you know, it's very unaffordable.
A lot of indignation, shall we say, as people analyze what their own circumstances are. And that's why we want to hear directly unedited comments from you at 888-302-DOUG. Dave's listening in Louisiana with a focus on programs, problems, rollout, et cetera, et cetera.
I have insurance through my employer, but the reason I'm calling in is this great fixation with the rollout. You know, if we would look back in the history when Social Security came into play and Medicare, we had these same type of problems. You know, and for some reason, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, it didn't come out like it should have, blah, 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 blah. But they failed to realize that there was some good that was done. And if we would just take our time and hold our breath just long enough to make sure that this thing works and stuff, we would see that it would be something good for everybody.
Well, sir, the problem with your analysis is that when Social Security and Medicare went into effect, there weren't any websites. They were developed over the years and sort of worked in tandem with continuing usage. But Social Security and Medicare didn't have, there was no such thing as the Internet around when those things went into effect. So I think your argument's a little flawed. 888-302-3684. All right, let's finish up with callers on this. Pat in Pennsylvania, you have that honor.
You know, it's truly astonishing when you begin to truly evaluate the healthcare, the Obamacare system, and I guarantee you that there is probably sabotage, you know, massive groups of individuals teaming the website system. And don't get me wrong, I get free healthcare. I will get free healthcare for the rest of my life. So in all reality, if I were selfish, I would say, well, then they shouldn't be entitled to health care. But when we can pay out $85 billion to bonuses, I think it's only fair that we provide some access to people for health care that is affordable. And I got to tell you, the Republicans weren't squawking when George Bush signed into law a pharmaceutical bill that costs the American people $300 billion plus per year. This is just so shocking, the hypocrisy of the Republican Party in this.
Shocking, really? Politicians that are hypocrites—that's shocking. My God, sir, you're right. Heavens, Richard writes. I thought the exchanges, instead of a single payer system like the Canadians have, was supposed to spur corporate competition and drive down the prices. We need to give this healthcare reform a couple of years to work through, find out if the capitalist model works. Daniel writes, sounds like a pretty biased commentary that you just delivered, Doug. You make a point of declaring the Heritage Foundation's political leanings. I didn't say, actually, anything about the Heritage Foundation, but this guy must have known it came from the Heritage Foundation, because that's where it did come from. So does that, if you get an analysis that comes from a particular side, right or left, does that automatically discredit it? What do you think, Kenny? Does it matter whether the information comes from a group that's associated with the left or the right? Probably does, to a point. I mean, one of those callers said, well, you can't argue with the numbers. Of course you can. You can fiddle around. What's the old expression? Liars figure, but figures don't lie. Something like that. Anyway, you
something
were saying.
Like that, yeah. No, I was just going to say it shouldn't matter, but that everything is so politically charged these days that it does.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yep.
You could come up with a great idea for the most wonderful umbrella in the history of the world, and the other side is going to find problems with it.
Look, it doesn't open. All right, 14 before the hour. This is the Doug Stanford Good Day program. I'm Doug, he's Ken, and you are you.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through Rocktober 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Tonight on NBC, the long-awaited premiere is finally here. Dracula.
How long has it been since a vampire stalked the streets of this city?
I will find him. I'll destroy him.
From the producers of Downton Abbey.
For this crime, I will have my vengeance.
Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through Rocktober 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program with an overview of some of the things that are hot on people's minds as folks are reviewing what has happened this past week. What about you and your own private life? Never mind all of this stuff that's politically charged and on the talk radio programs and stuff. What's going on with you? Have you had a good week? Think about the things that have happened to you this week that you're thankful for. What happened yesterday? As you get up and get your day started, the routine ought to include, if you really want to be happy. I mean, all of this stuff that you listen to these conversations, you get, nah, 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 nah. All right, that's fine. But do these things, many of them affect you? I mean, maybe the healthcare thing affects you, but the rest of this stuff doesn't affect you directly. Interesting to talk about. But what's going on in your life that affects you directly? And what are the good things you're thankful for? Spouse, people in your family? Let's think about that.
The
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and Doug and a number of radio talk programs that we monitor, trying to focus in and give you things to think about with regard to the issues of the day. This is the one I think is very important, frankly, the website and all that other stuff. But I'm concerned about the NSA and the spying that's being done on our allies. There are a lot of people who have been talking about the allegations from the Germans, for example, and the French. The Germans and the French, as a matter of fact, have proposed talks with us, with our government, to rein in all the spying that we're doing and attempt to defuse the dispute over eavesdropping that has hurt relations with our European allies and prompted calls to suspend things like trade talks. These geniuses in Washington at the NSA, the president can't even control them. Or is he behind all this? Is he a snooper? Does he want to know what's going on, what Angela, whatever her, however you pronounce her first name, what she's talking about, what she's going to have for dinner tonight? She uses her cell phone. Here's host John Justice with political analyst David Gardenstein Ross about all these claims that the NSA has been spying on European leaders.
The French president has expressed deep disapproval over claims the U.S. National Security Agency secretly tapped phone calls in France. In a phone conversation between Obama, he said that this was an unacceptable between friends and allies and demanding an explanation. Is this something that has always gone on in terms of our spying into specifically France, or and it's more just now public knowledge, or is this something new that we've been doing?
Well, allies do spy on each other. I mean, the question of has it always gone on, I think the answer is no, in the sense of there's a lot more electronic communication now, and it's a lot easier to monitor electronic communication in a wide scale. That's what digitization as opposed to analog communications allows. So the scale of it almost certainly has increased over time. But one of the reasons that the U.S. is spying on France is certainly the fact that the U.S. believes that France is one of the top four countries in terms of electronic spying on the United States.
Oh, so this is our spying because they're spying on us?
Well, it's a chicken and egg question. I think, the capacity for spying has increased. You're talking about U.S. spying, and it's a legitimate topic of discussion, although I wish that this document, this information hadn't been leaked to the media. At the same time, you can't talk about the U.S. in a vacuum. That's one of the problems with the Snowden revelations overall. It talks about the U.S. efforts in a vacuum. There's not a discussion as to why the U.S., for example, would spy on Brazil or spy on Mexico or spy on France. And in all of those, there's different reasons which influence the validity or lack thereof of doing so.
Well, why do you say that you wish the information hadn't gone public? I mean, I would imagine a lot of people listening would be like, well, why shouldn't we know this? Why do you think that this shouldn't be privileged or shouldn't be information that we all should be aware of?
Because, as I said, France, I believe, is heavily involved in spying on the U.S. electronically. And so, when it's something that so many countries do. In fact, it's often said everybody spies, and that's true. When something everybody does, I don't like having U.S. spying out on the front pages while French spying and Russian spying, et cetera, are not. If there were transparency in spying efforts, so number one, then, it wouldn't really, it's still spying when there's transparency in spying, number one. But number two, you don't want to be the one country which everybody knows what you're doing. The complaints about the U.S., I think, are not so much the fact that the U.S. is involved in spying, but the U.S. has leapfrogged other countries in terms of being so good at it.
Well, the Germans are pretty good at it, too, it looks like, Kenny. And as a result of that, the German state-owned Deutsche Telekom, Deutsche, it's probably Deutsche, right? It's not owned by the state,
probably,
but yeah. They're close to this. Anyway, they want German telecommunications companies to cooperate to build a shield that would keep foreign intelligence services from monitoring any calls in Germany. And they'll work with the French, they'll work with other European countries to build a shield. Isn't that ridiculous? Think about the offset of that. Here they're spending money to protect themselves from being monitored by our NSA. So I guess if that's the case there, somebody be clever. Didn't I even see somebody has come up with some new... Didn't we talk about that last week? Some new device that will shield your calls and the computer...
Yeah, John McAfee is... McAfee's working on that.
Yeah, okay. The guy who did McAfee, the
protection... The antivirus stuff.
Antivirus stuff. All right, good. How's he doing? I hope he's working on it and fast. He makes lots of money doing it, and then we can screw those people at the NSA who are trying to listen to us. You hear that, folks listening? At the NSA, screw you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.